Yes, good morning. We're thankful to be here this morning. We're rejoicing this morning in this opportunity to be here with everyone and fellowship and singing these songs together. We're thankful for this opportunity this morning that we have the freedom to gather this way and to worship together. We know there's many places around the world this morning that don't have the freedom. Even our neighboring country of Canada, they're struggling through these hard times to gather together and to worship freely. And we should all just be rejoicing in this freedom we have this morning. Maybe we can come to the Lord in prayer. Yes, eternal God in heaven, as we come to you this morning, Lord, we acknowledge that you are a great and mighty God, and we know that you formed the heavens, and we see your glory in it, and we see your glory upon the earth. And Lord, we know you made it. We know you made as we look into the galaxies, Lord, we see the wonder and the might in it, Lord. Lord, and we also know this morning that we are also the work of your hands. And as we consider that this morning, Lord, that we know that you made each one of us and the magnitude and the mighty magnitude that is, Lord, we come to think today that is no small thing. We come to worship you today as we gather. We come to fellowship in your presence today, Lord. We thank you and we love you. Lord, we pray this morning for a clear mind as I endeavor to share, Lord, this morning. I pray, God, that you help me bring clear thoughts and Lord, that the brothers and sisters here today, Lord, that they would be able to get nourishment and strength out of what I have to share, Lord. We thank you and we love you, Father. Pray in Jesus' name. What I plan to share on this morning is the mind. You know, what we think about, it determines who we are. It determines where we go in life. It determines a lot of things. And this morning, it determines what we become. You know, in Philippians 2, verse 5, it says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. You know, we're called this morning to have the mind of Christ. And we're called to have that mind in us. And we have the opportunity this morning to think on godly things, to think on the heavenly realms, and to think of peaceful thoughts and holy thoughts and righteous thoughts. And we have that opportunity this morning. The provision's been made through Christ that we can have this kind of mind. And but there's also a flip side to it. I know that I battled many years with the other side of the mind, that thought of evil thoughts, thought of bad thoughts. I thought of thoughts that took me very far from God. I thought of thoughts that was not edifying. You know, we can have all kinds of thoughts this morning, and we can fill our minds with all kinds of things. But God's heart is this morning that we fill it with His presence and we fill it with His Spirit and we fill it with the things, we fill it with the mind of Christ. We can fill our mind this morning with bitter thoughts, self-pitying thoughts. You know, we can fill ourselves with jealousy this morning. We can have jealous thoughts of maybe someone esteemed a little higher than us or someone exalted a little more than us. And we can have jealous thoughts. You know, Saul, he had those thoughts. He filled his life with those thoughts. He went from the presence, he went from the very presence of God into a cave and into the battlefield into his death. He left his mind leave where God wanted him with jealousy and just following his own ways and not seeking God. You know, I know in my life that most of my battles were in my mind, my Christian battles in my mind, they were either lost or they were one with the things I was thinking. You know, God, this morning, if we're facing battles, He wants us to seek Him. He wants us to seek Him if we're struggling in any area in our life. You know, I think one of the most important things in our Christian life this morning is the control of our mind. If we allow God to control our mind and to help us through these battles that we face. You know, if we think evil of someone and we feed on this, it grows into bitterness in our heart. You know, God wants us this morning. He made a provision for us that we can pull every thought captive. That He made the provision, and He gives us a split second. We got that split second decision to know what to do with these thoughts. But our decisions, they need to be made beforehand. Our decision on what we're going to do with it needs to be made before. And then God will give us that split second opportunity. You know, in 2 Corinthians, verse 10, 5, it says, casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You know, it's a high calling this morning that God wants to live in our minds, and He wants to help us with decisions and thoughts. Our thoughts this morning, they're very powerful. They can lead us close to God, or they can lead us very far from God. In Proverbs, verse 23:7, it says, as for he a man thinketh, so is he in his heart. You know, if we struggle with bitterness, and we struggle with strife, and we struggle with impure thoughts, or whatever it is, the Bible says, so are we. It's a high calling this morning that God wants us to have a pure mind. You know, many people, even through the Bible times, struggled with the mind. You know, we got a choice this morning. If someone says something that challenges us, we have a choice to make. We can either take it to God and surrender, or we can let it grow. It's going to depend where we end. In the 8th chapter of Ezekiel, the priests and the leaders, on the outside, they were worshiping the true and the living God. But on the inside of their minds, they had idols. And they were worshiping other gods. They had fantasies they were acting out. And God condemned them as great sinners. You know, the Bible has a lot to say about the mind. The Bible says that the mind is naturally at enmity with God. In Romans 8:7, it says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither can it be. Paul tells the Colossians that before they came to Christ, they were enemies of God in their mind. They're enemies because they didn't have a true knowledge of God, because they allowed sin in their minds. And I think the Bible tells us this morning that we can't have a clear mind unless God helps cleanse our mind. In Colossians 1:21, it says, and you were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by your wicked works, yet God has reconciled thee. You know, God wants to help us this morning. If we struggle in these areas, He wants to help us. It says, unless God cleanses our mind, we can't even believe in God. It says that they live far from God. And this morning, if we live that way, we can't have peace with God. In Galatians 5:16, in another translation, it says it this way. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide our lives, and we won't be doing what our sinful nature or our sinful mind craves. A sinful mind this morning most likely is going to crave some of the things it speaks about in Galatians 5:16. Not all of them, maybe just one, maybe just two. We need to check our hearts and our minds. In Galatians 5:16 it says, this I say then, walk ye in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to another, so that ye cannot do the things you would. But if ye be led by the Spirit, ye are not under the law. For now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lavishness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, and heresies, envyings, murders, and drunkenness, revelings and such like, which I tell you before, and I told you in times past, they which do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. I spent much time there in my life. I spent much time there with my mind until God cleansed it. Our mind this morning is something we need to train. We have, with God's help, we can help train our mind to think godly things. You know, our eyes and our minds, it needs to walk together. We need to walk together. If we see things that God doesn't want us to see, God gives us an opportunity. He gives us a split second decision to adjust and make a decision. But our choice needs to be made beforehand. When we think something bad about someone, we need to repent, or it'll grow and turn into bitterness. That's something the devil wants us to do between brothers. It brings division. The Bible speaks about men that don't repent of this kind of thinking. It says God will eventually give them over to a reprobate mind. In Romans 1:28 it says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do the things which were not convenient. You know, this morning, a reprobate mind, it carries the idea of being rejected by God, of being no more of His. You know, God can't live with that kind of mind and that kind of thinking. That's a sober thing to think about this morning, to be rejected by God because we went our own way in certain areas. There were many people in Jesus' day who followed Him. But the Bible says that Christ saw their minds and He saw their hearts. He saw what they were thinking and He rejected them. You know, many people in the Bible time, in Jesus' day, they were seeking Jesus. A lot of them were seeking Him just because of the miracles and the food that he gave them. They were seeking Him for those things. You know, I know a reprobate mind this morning, it takes care of all the mind things. But the Bible says, nevertheless, that we can have other minds. It says in chapter 3, verse 2, it says, we can have a blinded mind. It says, but if our gospel be hidden, it will be hidden to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine unto them. What it's saying is the gospel is hid to those that are living in sin, and Satan holds control. And I know I was stuck there a long time in my life for some of the things I didn't want to give up, and the Bible condemned it. As I started seeking God in my earlier years, I got rid of a whole lot of things in my life, and there were still a few little things that I tried to justify. And I was stuck right there, and I was blinded until I gave it up for Christ. We can also this morning have a doubtful mind. You know, we can know what God done for us. We can know that He delivered us and helped us through many trials, and we can see all the good things He done for us. And sometimes we can doubt God in a little area of our life, and that's not God's heart that is that way. In Luke 12, verse 29 to 31, seek ye not what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be of a doubtful mind. For these things do the nations of the world seek after, and the Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather, seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. In Romans 14, 23, the Bible says, he who doubts is condemned. And all those things, they start with the mind. In James 1:8, the Bible speaks about a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Maybe it could be a man who wants to go to heaven when he dies, but he wants what the world has to offer also. The Bible speaks about, in Titus 1:15, it speaks about a defiled mind. It says, unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. But even their mind and their conscience is defiled. You know, we know a lot of, there's a lot of non-Christian minds this morning. They're filled with evil thoughts all the time. They're filled with lustful thoughts. Their minds are not controlled. Most people that we know that knew God and walked away, they did so a long time ago. They did that long before we knew there was a problem. They did it in their minds. You know, we don't have to have that kind of mind. God wants us this morning to have a renewed mind. In Romans 12:2, it says, "Be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that way we prove what is good and acceptable in the perfect will of God." God wants to cure the mind of things that destroy us. God knows what we need in our life. You know, John D. Martin spoke in a message about a guy wanted to make stone dust. So he took rocks and he put it in a blender. And he turned the blender on. And he never had stone dust and he never had a blender. God knows what our hearts can handle. You know, the blender wasn't made for the stones. And our hearts this morning, they're not made for evil thoughts. God knows our bodies can't handle pride. He knows we can't handle lust. And He knows jealousy. He knows we can't handle these things. He knows they'll destroy us. So that's why He wants to cleanse us. You know, God this morning wants to control our hearts and our minds. Jesus says our hearts need to be cleansed. We need to repent of our sins, and God will give us a new mind. What kind of mind does He want to give us? It's in Philippians 2:5. It says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." We are to have the mind of Christ this morning. He wants to control our mind. He wants to control our thoughts. He wants to control the intents of our heart. It doesn't mean we're going to do everything right, but it does mean that we can have the mind of Christ if we desire. To have this mind, we need to follow Christ as a disciple. It's not easy to follow all these commandments that Christ has. It's not easy to do everything just perfect with the pull what the world has and all those things. But we can follow Christ. For in Christ we can become spiritually minded. In Romans 8:6 it says, "For to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is peace and life." Life and peace. We need to train our minds to think godly things. Paul tells us in Philippians 4:8 what we're to think on. It says, "Finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, and whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." In closing here, just going to lay out a few of the words that it speaks about there. The word true in Matthew 22:16, you have the Pharisees telling Jesus that we know that thou art a true teacher and teach the true way of God in truth. We're to be known that way. We're to be known to have that kind of truth that even our enemies know that we teach the truth and they can see it in our lives. Honest. In 2 Corinthians 13:7 says to set our thoughts and minds on honest things. "Now I pray to God that you do no evil, nor that we should appear approved, that we should do which is honest." In 1 Peter 2:verse 12 says, "Having our conversation honest among the Gentiles, that wherever they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in His day of visitation." You know, we need to walk among the world rightly. We need to walk among those we work with and those we spent time with, that when God's time of visitation comes to them, that we will be that will be in our mind as a good testimony and not a stumbling block. Just. To be just and fair in our thoughts and actions. In Acts 10:22, "And Cornelius the centurion, a just man, and one who feareth God, and of a good report among all the nations of the Jews, was warned from God by his own angels to send into the house of Peter, to hear the word from thee. Delhaize, he preached, he shared with us about, he asked us in a message, are we the ones that people are coming to for help? Do they know that we are a just man, that maybe we have answers for them to help them? Pure. We need to keep our thoughts pure, our language pure, and our behavior pure. And Matthew 5:8 says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And 2 Timothy 2:22, it speaks about them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. You know, we heard Aiden speak about being pure and coming to God without a pure heart. That God don't hear our prayers. It's important that we keep a pure heart in all areas of our life. Think on these things of a good report. For by it the elders obtained a good report through faith and received not the promise. In John 1:12, speaks to Demetrius having a good report of all men and truth itself, that we also hear record, and you know that our record is true. Do we have a good report this morning about us? It's God's heart that we do. Virtue. It's moral excellence, righteousness, godliness, chaste. God wants us to think on those things. So what are our thoughts this morning? Are they righteous thoughts? Are they holy thoughts? There's many things that can distract our thoughts and our conduct in life. This morning, God wants us in 1 Thessalonians, it says that He'll help us. In 5:17, He said that we should pray without ceasing. That's all I have. Thank you for listening.